Have you ever like gotten those spam emails? You know what I'm talking about, right? Where like if the grammar's totally off and they're asking for your bank details, it's easy to spot those now, but like what happens when AI gets so good at mimicking human conversation that we can't even tell we're talking to a machine? That's kind of what this whole deep dive is about. We're talking about AI and this whole Turing test thing.
Yeah, the Turing test has been around for a while, actually. It goes all the way back in 1950. It was the brainchild of Alan Turing, a real pioneer in computer science. He basically proposed this thought experiment. Could a machine ever use language so naturally that we wouldn't be able to tell it apart from a human?
So it's not like a standardized test or anything.
No, not at all. It's more of a philosophical benchmark, a way to assess how convincingly machines can mimic human conversation.
And recently, an AI program actually made headlines by doing just that.
Exactly. ChatGPT-4, in a recent study, managed to fool people into thinking it was human 54% of the time, which is a really big deal. It's the first time an AI has crossed that threshold, even beating out its predecessors like GPT-3.5.
Wow. It's like that scene in a sci-fi movie where the robot suddenly becomes indistinguishable from a real person. But this isn't just a win for tech, is it? This has huge implications for how we interact with technology, maybe even how we perceive intelligence itself.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine a world where AI can write compelling articles, give you personalized customer service, even write movie scripts. We're already seeing little hints of this, right? And ChatGPT-4's success with the Turing test just proves we're on the verge of an even bigger transformation.
It makes you think, though, what does it actually mean to pass the Turing test? Does fooling someone into thinking you're human for a few minutes really mean you have genuine intelligence?
That's a question a lot of people are debating right now. Some people say that the Turing test is outdated, that it only measures a machine's ability to mimic, not its capacity for actually understanding something.
It's like that saying, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, is it AI pretending to be a duck? Okay, maybe not exactly, but you get what I mean, right? A parrot can repeat phrases without actually understanding what they mean. Is AI doing the same thing, just on a much more advanced level?
That's the heart of the debate. And it gets even trickier when you think about the limitations of something like ChatGPT-4. Like, it's great at generating text, but it can still trip up when you bring up more nuanced or complex topics.
So ChatGPT-4 can write a really good email, maybe a short story, but it might not be ready to write like a philosophical essay anytime soon.
Exactly. And that's where Google's Gemini comes in. Think of it as ChatGPT's cooler, more versatile cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I keep hearing about. It's not just text, right? It can work with all kinds of media.
Exactly. ChatGPT is like a master wordsmith, but Gemini is a multimedia maestro. It integrates text, audio, and video, the whole package. And it's all powered by DeepMind's Ultra 1.0 language model, which basically lets it process information on a completely different level.
Okay, so like, what does that actually mean for the average person? What's the difference between using ChatGPT and using Gemini?
All right, imagine this. You're working on a research project, and you're using Gemini. It's not just typing back and forth. You're having a real conversation, brainstorming, asking questions, really diving deep into these complex ideas, all with an AI that can process and respond to a crazy amount of information at once.
So it's not just about writing a perfect sentence. It's about having a genuine back and forth, a real exchange of ideas.
Exactly. And the biggest difference is in how much information these systems can actually handle. We measure this in tokens, which are like pieces of words. ChatGPT can handle something like 128,000 tokens, which is a lot. But Gemini can handle a million.
A million.
Yep, it's a huge difference.
That's like having access to a whole library of information right there in your computer.
Exactly. It means you can have these deeper, more nuanced conversations. The AI can remember what you've already talked about, make connections, even help you come up with totally new ideas.
So ChatGPT is good for quick stuff like writing an email or a social media post. And Gemini is more like having a research assistant by your side, ready to tackle these bigger, more complicated projects.
That's a great way to put it. They both have their strengths. But Gemini's ability to work with so much information opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
It's like we're going from AI that can write a catchy advertising jingle to AI that can compose a whole symphony.
Right. It's really incredible how quickly things are developing in this field. What seemed like science fiction just a few short years ago is becoming our reality.
For sure. But it's also kind of unnerving, right? Like if AI can be this creative, this articulate, where does that leave humans? What does it even mean to be human in a world where machines are blurring the lines between intelligence and creativity?
Yeah, those are some big questions. And there aren't any easy answers. Yeah. But that's what makes this such a fascinating time to be alive, you know. We have to rethink our whole understanding of intelligence, consciousness, what it means to be human.
It's interesting. We started by talking about AI mimicking how humans talk. But now we're talking about AI being even better than humans in some ways. It's like the finish line keeps moving.
That's a great way to put it. These AI systems are constantly adapting and learning. They keep pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
Which is exciting, but also a little scary. On the one hand, think about the potential benefits. AI helping us solve these huge problems, developing new technologies, creating amazing art. But then there's the potential for things to go wrong, for these technologies to be used in ways that hurt people.
Absolutely. It's a double-edged sword for sure. As AI gets more powerful and becomes a bigger part of our lives, we need to be really careful about the consequences, both good and bad. We need to ask ourselves, how do we make sure this technology is used responsibly? How do we prevent bias from creeping into AI? And how do we protect ourselves from people who might use AI for bad things?
It's like giving someone this powerful tool. In the right hands, it can do amazing things, but in the wrong hands, it could do a lot of damage.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to be having these discussions. This isn't just for tech people or politicians. This affects everyone because AI has the potential to impact every single part of our lives.
So it's up to all of us to make sure AI is used ethically and to make the world a better place.
Right. We need to be proactive about shaping the future of AI instead of just reacting to whatever happens. That means talking about these issues, setting ethical guidelines, and making sure AI development is focused on what's best for humans.
And that's what makes this so interesting, right? It's not just about the technology. It's about our values, our morals, our hopes and fears about the future. AI is making us confront these really fundamental questions about what it means to be human in a world that's more and more shaped by machines.
Exactly. These are questions we're going to be dealing with for years to come. There aren't any easy answers, but even just thinking about these questions is valuable.
It's like we're on this crazy voyage of discovery, technological and philosophical.
Yeah, I like that. The destination is still a mystery, but one thing's for sure. The future of AI is tied to the future of humanity. And it's the future we're building together.
So it's like AI is holding up a mirror to us, right? It makes us ask, what makes us different? What makes us human?
Yeah, it's a huge question. And philosophers have been trying to figure it out forever, but AI definitely adds a whole other layer to the whole thing. Like, if a machine can create art that moves us, music that makes us feel something, even write poetry that, like, really speaks to us, does that make our own creativity less special? Or does it just change what we even mean by creativity?
That's a thing, right? We think of creativity as this thing that only humans have, something that comes from our emotions, our experiences, how we see the world. But if AI can tap into those same emotions, if it can act like it feels them too, does that change how we see both human and artificial intelligence?
It definitely makes us rethink things. And it brings up these crazy questions about consciousness, about whether a machine can ever really understand something or truly feel empathy.
It's like in all those sci-fi movies where the AI suddenly wakes up, you know? It becomes self-aware. And it's amazing, but also kind of terrifying. Are we heading towards a future where we can't even tell the difference between humans and machines anymore?
This is a question that gets people thinking, for sure. And we're not at the point where AI is sentient or anything. But the fact that we're even having these conversations shows just how far this technology has come.
So what now? How do we embrace what AI can do, but also make sure it doesn't get out of control?
Well, it's a balancing act. We need to support innovation, but also do it responsibly. We need to come up with ethical rules and guidelines for how AI is developed and used. But it's also about making sure everyone understands this technology better. The more we know about AI, what it can and can't do, the better prepared we'll be for its impact on our lives.
So it's not just on the tech companies or the governments. It's on all of us to make sure AI is used ethically to make the world a better place.
Exactly. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about our values, what we want for the future. It's about creating a world where humans and AI can work together, where they complement each other.
This has been an awesome deep dive, that's for sure. We've covered so much ground. From the Turing test to ChatGPT and Google's Gemini, we even got into those big philosophical questions about what intelligence and creativity really are.
And we're really just scratching the surface. This conversation is just getting started. And it's going to change the world in ways we can't even imagine.
Totally.
As we keep going on this journey, we need to stay curious, but also think critically. We should embrace the potential of AI while also remembering what makes us human.
Well said. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep with us here on the Deep Dive.